take a minute, Chuck?
Sure.
I want us to end with this. The magnitude, again, and the greatness of the work of Christ. I want you to have the two men before you, the first man and the second man. The first man was put in the garden, was supposed to rule, was supposed to subject everything and keep it. But he subjected himself to Satan, and he ruined everything. Now you have the second man. Look at the work he has done. Remember I told you that divine project is a turnkey project. He is going to take everything and fix it up. And fix it up. So what does he do with my sins? He pays for the penalty of my sins. What does he do with me? He redeemed me. He buys me back. Not only my spirit, but also my body. What is he going to do with that body that is in the grave? He is going to resurrect that body. And he is going to change that body. And those of us who are still alive and remain, he's going to change that. And he's going to take us to heaven. Well, that's good for us. Earth's still corrupted. Heaven is still defiled. Satan is still running around. That's not the end of the project yet. And for 7 years, when Satan realized that, oh man, he did it. He comes down from heaven. He will be kicked out from heaven. And he comes down here on earth. And for about 7 years or so, he'll turn everything against the elect of God. He will have man blaspheming in the face of God. He will have a man sitting in the temple of God declaring that he is the Christ. He will have man worship that beast. And if you look around you in the world, everything is fitting up very quickly. Very quickly. Young people, I don't think we're going to have much time left on this earth. Everything, and I don't want you to look at things, but things are moving very, very quickly to what will take place after the rapture. The rapture did not happen yet. It's going to happen very, very quickly. So what will happen? We are in heaven and the earth in a chaos. And then the Lord will come with his mighty arm, riding on a white horse. And we're following him. And he comes to this earth here. And I tell you, he is going to fix it up. He take all the wickeds out. Throw them in hell. And he restore that which he has not taken away. That's the greatness of his work. He's going to change everything in the millennium. He will reign for 1,000 years. He would reign for 1,000 years. He will subject everything under his feet. The earth will change. There will be no more desert. You read the Old Testament and you underline these verses. I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to tell you where they are. The earth, there will be no desert. The desert will spring up with flowers everywhere. The animals, the lions that will eat meat and bite another animal, he will eat straw like a lamb. And the lion and the lamb will be dwelling together. There will be no more West Point. You know what West Point is? It's an academy of war in the United States. There will be no more war. There will be no more guns. There will be more web, an instrument of fighting. They will turn it into agriculture. The moon will be as bright 7 times as it is right now. And the sun will be twice in its power. The language will change. There will be no cursing. People will be praising God. Children will be in the streets singing like we were singing yesterday in the evening, the praises of God. Men, though they will be working and tilling the ground, but there will be abundance of food. There will be no thorn anymore. The Lord Jesus is going to take care of everything. The corruption that sin had brought in, he will take care of it. And he will bring the world completely into the perfect place. Imagine, I give you the illustration the other day, the partnership that 3 partners have in that office. And yet one of their offices somewhere was messed up. They send one of the partner. I told you, Chuck, John and I are partner in that firm. And Chuck is a very good administrator, good with business. So we send Chuck to that branch. He's still a partner. He never have given up his partnership or his authority. But he goes to that branch as a manager. And he submit himself to the rule and the regulation of the company. And he turned that company around. He fix up the invoices. He fix up the efficiency. He fix up the quality. He fix up everything. And then he returned to the partner. And he said, here it is. It's all fixed. Just like you wanted, Lord. Just like you wanted, Father. And here he submitted the kingdom to God the Father. First man have messed it up. The second man comes and fixes it all up. And he presented to the Father. He submitted everything that God might be all and in all. Let me tell you something. I wish that none of you who are sitting here today, after all of these studies, would reject the Lord Jesus. You are more responsible than ever before. The Lord Jesus is wonderful, not only creator, but a savior. And he will do his purpose. He accomplished God's purpose. And you know what? That verse in Ephesians 10 will be accomplished. And God will head everything in heaven and everything on earth headed up to the Lord Jesus. He will be the center. He will be the one who's in control. He will be the captain. That's our Savior. That's the one that we were talking to you about the whole week.
Maybe someone could commit us to the Lord.